This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Sudan said that the humanitarian deal reached by the country's warring generals is an important first step toward a ceasefire. Volker Perthes said that the most important thing is that both sides are committed to continuing talks. The Sudanese military and the country's paramilitary and the rapid support forces signed a pact to get everything going and underway. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after meeting with Pope
Francis, Ukrainian President Volodymyr,
the Italian leaders in Rome, the leader of Ukraine and Germany, VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Berlin as he seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance ahead of other European powers like France. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligations looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia and one with Pacific leaders in Papua New Guinea. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodakuswar has that story.
The impasse over the nation's debt ceiling between House Republicans and President Joe Biden could derail Biden's plans to attend the G7 summit in Japan and the Quad summit in Australia. He is scheduled to depart May 17th.
I would either have to delay my trip, not delay, not go and do it virtually, or not go.
White House press secretary said Friday that Biden is expecting to go as G7 finance ministers finalize details ahead of the summit, focusing on ratcheting up economic pressure on Russia and finding alignment to counter what they call Chinese economic coercion. Patsy Wodakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Voters in Thailand are heading to the polls in an election touted as a pivotal chance for change 8 years after the incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first came to power in a 2014 coup. He's now running against the daughter of the politician who's in the military's top nemesis. The opposition Pheu Thai Party is widely predicted to win at least a healthy plurality of the seats in the 500-member lower house in Sunday's elections, but who heads the next government will not be decided by the vote alone. Prime Minister will be selected in a July joint session of the House in the 250-seat, a conservative body whose members are appointed by the military government following the 2014 coup. A member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors says there's been too little progress in bringing down inflation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson says inflation remains too high and there's been little progress made toward bringing it down. That's not what people wanted to hear, since there were signs this week that price hikes might be slowing. While inflation has declined nearly 3% from its peak to 4.2% in March, Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson says that mostly comes from falling energy and food prices. He says the bad news is there's been little progress on core inflation. Jefferson's just been nominated by President Biden to serve as the Fed vice chair, which would give him greater influence over interest rate policy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.